Blog Talk Radio.
I've been collecting stories that are told in the Soviet Union by their people among themselves, which reveal they've got a great sense of humor, but they've also got a pretty cynical attitude toward their system. And I told this one, Bill, you'll have to hear it again. I told it in the car. I didn't tell this one to Gorbachev. You know, there's a 10-year delay in the Soviet Union of delivery of an automobile. And only one out of seven families in the Soviet Union own automobiles. There's a 10-year wait. And you go through quite a process when you're ready to buy, and then you put up the money in advance. And this happened to a fellow, and this is their story that they tell, this joke. That this man, he laid down his money, and then the fellow that was in charge said to him, okay, come back in 10 years and get your car. And he said, morning or afternoon? And the fellow behind the counter said, well, 10 years from now, what difference does it make? And he said, well, the plumber's coming in the morning.
I had to share that with you guys. Welcome to Hoot and Holler, everybody. Hope we have sound. You guys there?
Oh,
all right,
yeah,
Bill.
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Oh, hey, we had a great last 3 days or what, really? I mean, my gosh.
Except for Romney. Romney needs cement shoes right now. I'm so damn pissed off at him I could scream. Because he's one of the rhino bastards.
No matter what Bolton does, even if what Bolton said is true, it doesn't rise to the level of an impeachable
offense. That's what
Dershowitz
said. That's what Al Dershowitz he's
really,
one of my new heroes.
They haven't named a crime.
No.
To have a crime, you have to have
horseshit.
A victim. Who the hell's the victim?
Trump's the victim. I'll tell you right now. Trump's the victim because this bullshit coup, excuse my French, has been going on since 2015. He came down the escalator.
Well,
this stuff was in place in Ukraine. Come on. Anybody talk to Solomon Schweitzer?
It goes way further than all that people are hearing.
Oh, yeah.
Get off of here, tune in the Dan Bedingo show from today and let him lay some stuff on you, too.
Oh, Dan Bongino?
Oh, my gosh. And Chad and I watched the Senate hearing. I love it. Bondi.
Oh, isn't she great?
They didn't do their job. The House did.
No.
The House should have been, they should be in trouble because you're supposed to do the job, what is put before you. And they did not do the job.
Amen.
They
thought that they could bully the Senate into doing it.
You got
to
remember.
Well, it's not the Senate's place to do it. If they didn't do their job, there's consequences to that.
That's called dereliction of duty.
Here's what you got to remember. Remember back in the day when that idiot Mad Max Maxine Waters on the Brain was screaming impeach? Okay, we should have taken that job seriously because these people are serious on the left. These people worship.
Linda, Donald Trump has been the biggest thorn in the side of the global agenda.
I know.
You're seeing the Trump effect around the world.
And the only thing he's doing is
the people.
American people.
Yes. We see our country and, we're doing pretty good business economically and everything. But look around the globe. You got the people in the streets of France with torches. You got the people in the streets of Iran. The people in the streets of Hong Kong. I mean,
I know. Here's my concern.
He's having an effect.
Yeah, I get it. I'm with you on this. Here's my situation. When I heard the speech, and he was absolutely freaking brilliant, and I was, Laura Ingraham, for all that's said and done, these guys have time constraints. She's probably got people in her ear, but she's been to law school. She knows the Federalist Papers. She can recite them if she wants to. This woman is smart. She's not stupid.
To all these people, Laura Ingraham, Dan Bedingo,
Don Bongino.
Mark Levine, all of them.
Oh my God.
I really liked it when the Democrats tried to discredit Dershowitz. I mean, Get
Holy
real.
Crap. The guy get told real. Them I told them up front that he voted for Hillary for Christ's sakes. They don't give a crap because Bill, they don't care. They've got a satanic agenda and you and I know it, and that's what this
yes,
is about.
But he
been about.
Voted for Hillary, but he was honest.
That's the thing.
Oh my God. And so here's what
Dershowitz may be the last honest Democrat in the country.
He's not, he's a libertarian. He calls himself a libertarian.
You cannot tell me you are an honest, good, God-fearing person and in any way support the Democrats. Look, they lack morality. The only thing they are good at
Zero.
Is padding their own pockets.
Well,
look at
no,
the wealth
it's worse
they've
than that.
Accumulated.
No.
And I'm
saying
this. I think
they
there should be an investigation into foreign aid into every country. Let's see where else we're having money laundered from our pockets into the Democrats.
I hear you. Here's the other thing. When you here's the part that makes me crazy. The lining of the pockets is because we are too stupid to not have our term limits through Article 5 Convention of States. Okay, that's number one. Number two, these SOBs are not just they're not just lining their pockets. They are enabling chemtrails, people like Soros. They're enabling people like Gates to do their eugenics and their vaccine. They're enabling this crap.
You know, that whole depopulation thing, that needs to be brought up more and more.
Amen.
I want all these idiots out here supporting the Democrats and the UN to read that, to know, because you people, you ones that are stand up and fight Trump right now, well, you'll fight any government. So they're going to get rid of you. You that won't work and don't produce, they're going to get rid of you. If you're just a drug user and don't want to do nothing to support your habits, they're going to get rid of you. If you're elderly, they're going to get rid of you. You've not paid attention to what their plan is.
You know, Bill, this is like Hitler on steroids. And I don't throw support.
I've never seen so many lemmings in my life.
I know.
And I love an argument out of them when they try to come up and say, because they can't tell me what a law that Trump broke.
Because
it's
not, he hasn't done a damn thing.
They can only tell you what they have heard from the lamestream media, from the lying media, from the sham media.
And the sheephead. And look, all of these people, everyone from Piglosi to Upchuck, Chuckie Schumer to sheephead to Nadalus, who looks like the hybrid of the human, you know, I don't know if you saw that on Facebook, but everybody laughed and I said, oh, is that Nadler?
You know,
I asked
a question about what should be done with these people that have lied. And Sandy Shelton, if you go to for a question, look it up. That was my advertisement for tonight's show. And Sandy Shelton answered that, and she answered it greatly, perfectly. I mean, the fact is, the media is complicit. They are co-conspirators in this whole sham.
They're the fifth column. They are the enemy of the state. They are the fifth column. They are evil bastards. Look, in this whole thing, when the speeches started, Dershowitz and Bondi are my new superstar heroes right now. Okay, we're gonna find. You know, the weak Republicans are the a holes of this whole thing. People like
Romney's done. His career is done after then.
He's
he
a piece of work.
That. He is flat out done.
I hope he's primaried. I hope the hell he's primaried.
Susan Collins, how the hell she keeps getting elected, I don't know. And the same with Murkowski. Somebody who voted for Murkowski actually needs some kind of examination because there's something wrong with you.
Yeah. So here's the other part. Okay. When we're talking, let's get past the impeachment because we got a lot to cover today. Because I mean, Jesus, there's so much going on. And I know this because you and I are on Facebook. I read my ass off.
We got the coronavirus.
I know. Well, that's another story.
I believe it's a man-made thing. I want to know how Gates had the patent to the virus and has said he'll have the antivirus in 6 weeks. How can you make that claim so fast?
You know, it's sickening. These people need to be exposed. Well, here's the thing. What I was going to say about
the fact that Gates is involved and Gates is attended the World Depopulation Summit to scare the crap out of everybody.
That's right. Oh yeah. Oh, these people are damn evil. They are just they are Satan's minions, as Soros is and the rest of them. But what Laura said about that speech that Dershowitz gave, which I saw most of it, I think I only missed a little bit of it because it was played on radios and it was played everywhere. And when she said that he was brilliant, she's not kidding. He was. He was so spot on. So was Seculo, so was Bondi and the others. And Bill, you agree on those things. And I'm telling you here.
Ken Starr shredded them.
Oh, yeah. So here's the deal.
I didn't say anybody. Everybody on there just made me smile.
Yeah.
You know,
so, Here's the whole thing in a nutshell. I don't know if you guys – did you guys – anybody watch Life, Liberty, and Levin on Sunday night with Peter Schweitzer? And, I mean, it was
yes.
a duel. Oh, my God. And then, you know, Mark Levin was shredding all these bastards because he knows it's unconstitutional. Alan Dershowitz says the same thing. There was one – anything that rises to the level of impeachment, nothing. Absolutely nothing. There were at least 7 to 9 to 11 – felony charges against Clinton. He suborned perjury.
They didn't finish the process.
I really loved it when Ken Starr pointed out the fact that, no, Nancy, you don't have the power to issue a subpoena on your own.
Yeah, so here's the other part of this whole thing. Way back when he got elected and the S was hitting the fan and all this stuff's been going on, okay. I got Greg Jarrett's first book called The Russia Hoax. Dude, that guy nailed it. He went back to Brennan. He went back to Harry Reid had the ear of, and he went back to McCain and tied it all together all the way through Comey, all the way through. And then Glenn Beck went out, and I saw every one of them, the Hydra, all the rest of that stuff, the Ukraine scandal. We're talking, this goes back to 2015, and Chalupa and the DNC in Ukraine, the corruption that's been going on there for decades. And one of the reasons I wanted that evil bitch riding around on a broomstick I call Hildebeest to work, because all this was going to go under the rug and none of this would be exposed. This is why they hate him, Bill. This is why they've done this phony impeachment. This has been a coup. A freaking silent coup from the get-go.
It's not him they hate. It's us they hate.
They hate it all. Oh, no, no. They hate him, too. Believe me.
You know,
believe
Linda,
me.
I don't hate these people. I feel sorry for them that they are so brainwashed, so indoctrinated, that they don't realize that they're rushing into their own demise. I love the battle.
They're
going to
go to hell someday. They're going to go to hell. And I don't feel sorry for
them. I like to point out to the Bernie supporters that, hey, they're planning on screwing you again. 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 And Bernie won't care because he gets paid. But, he's leading. But you've had Clinton come out and attack Bernie. You've had Obama come out and attack Bernie. The more it benefits Biden because Bernie can't campaign. You know,
okay, let me tell
they're
you.
Doing everything they can. They're going to screw Bernie again. And I'm just going to tell the Bernie supporters, when you go to tearing everything up, make sure it's the ones that screwed you places that you tear up.
Bill, no, listen to me. I don't condone violence on any side. Okay, here, unless it's self-defense.
If it's going to happen, if Bernie's people are going to happen, they shouldn't be turning it on the people that didn't have a damn thing with screwing Bernie out of it.
Bill, here's the deal. Did you see the post that I put about Project Veritas today? Oh, my God. There's four total nut jobs. Several are out of South Carolina. The other ones were from wherever the hell he got the first one from. And these guys are not only brainwashed, they're freaking illiterate. They've been so far indoctrinated. They're all like, they look like they're 18 years old, and they're brain dead. These people are talking about revolution, and they're holding back on comments. About, violence is the last resort, but they're not opposed to it. You know, you could get that gist. These people are so stupid. They have no clue as to the power of the conservatives. When we look at 100,000 people praying to see him tonight in Jersey, one of the bluest states in the union? Are you serious?
Oh, I watched about a half hour ago a helicopter flying over showing this crowd. Oh my lord. In New Jersey.
I know. Honey, we're gonna have a landslide they haven't seen since Reagan in 88, baby. I'm telling you, right now.
You know the truth is most people dislike a liar.
Amen.
And the Democrats have done nothing but lie right on. And then things get done, and they come to the media, and the media comes right out and lies to you.
Bill,
tries to
who
spin
did they?
Everything and change
who?
Everything.
Bill, who?
They don't. They want to control what you think. And that
who
ain't
going
to happen.
Serve? Who do they serve? They serve the author of all lies. They serve the author of all lies.
I'm wondering, does John Bolton actually for the Rothschilds?
I don't know.
The reason I say that is because he's always wanting to go to war. And the Rothschilds are the only ones I know that profit from both sides
of
every war.
And all the other central bankers do, too. Don't think that's just them. Oh, please.
Well, who controls the central banks? The Rothschilds.
I get that. But there's a whole bunch of other minions out there that profit as well. You know that. The industries, the Dow Chemical. Come on. The people we hate the most.
I read the Majestic 12 papers unredacted. I understand that they've been trying to put this order together for a long, long time. And they've been slow in their processes because they knew they couldn't rush it through because people would figure it out and reject it. And here we are. We're seeing one man. And I think that if history goes on, sometime in history, I'll look back and say Donald Trump turned out to be the greatest president the United States ever had.
Let me ask you one question. On these conventions, do you think there's going to be a brokered convention? Because I'm hearing all this stuff, and I'm trying to read between the lines of what Hildebeest is saying. I think that idiot's going to run again. I don't know, but this it looks like they're building towards.
Let her run.
He'll cream her.
I got to ask you a question. You brought this up. I want to ask you a question, Linda. How would it be if she did jump in and she did run and she got slaughtered? How would she handle that?
I hope she winds up kind of like Epstein.
Well, I once said she
in the woods.
I
hate her.
Many times I have referred to her as the Great Harlot. And I said the last time when she lost the election and everything, I said, she's not done falling. The final straw for Hillary will be to run again and get slaughtered. And she won't ever have another chance after that. She's done.
No, she's done already. She'll be over.
The Clinton Foundation will dry up. All their high connections and stuff will turn away from them. That's what she's got coming.
I mean, we're in 0-3, she's that arrogant. Yeah, I know she's brain dead. She's had way too many Chardonnays and walks in the woods. You know, she's so stupid, and God knows how many of her lesbo friends she's had in her sack. Who knows? I don't care. It's disgusting. She's
she made quite a few trips to the Epstein Island.
Yeah, the other one did too, because she was enabling her perverted predator husband who raped Anita Broderick.
But I'm saying if she's made that many tricks, she's been doing her own perverted thing.
Oh yeah, I believe that all these people like her and the Iranian one, the Valerie Jarrett and the rest of these clowns and all the rest of these people, these satanic people in Hollywood, I think that they all have pentagrams on their bedroom floors. I think that they worship the adversary, and you're not going to convince me that they don't. They do not know the Lord.
No,
and it says
the problem with Hollywood doesn't understand is nobody's ever going to like you as much as you like yourself.
Well, I know the arrogance is they're doing, and it doesn't matter because it says in the Bible when he says, "Depart from me, I never knew you." and that's what's going to happen, because that's how bad they are. That's just, you know, I'm just going through the gospel, what Jesus said.
I'm trying to get copies of tests on Mr. Don Lemon.
Oh, that idiot. Honey, his IQ.
Because if I get these, I'm going to put his and mine on the net there together, compare them.
Yeah,
and I'm going to show people just what kind of a moron this guy is.
Oh, my God, honey. I don't think that the chart will show how low his is. His is like in the snail, you know, the garden snail category. This guy is dumber than dirt.
I think if he took the CTBS test, he would end up having to take a beta test, which is for low intelligent, low IQ people.
He's I tell you, that little ass brain is so borderline retard. Well, every libtard is anyway. But when he sits there and laughs like that, and he's allowed to make that kind of money and still has a standing on a show, it's pretty disgusting. You know that we have a fifth column, and anybody who studied Roman and Greek history knows what the fifth column means. We're talking Trojan horse and traitors from within, and I mean big time, huge. Okay, just like when they took the czar out in the middle of the night and stabbed the whole family to death. That was pretty shitty, as far as I'm concerned.
You bring up Rome. And I would tell these leftists, you people are like the Roman Empire. And the people turned on it with the gladiators there. And it was like, what? Just a handful of gladiators. And they damn near whipped you. But see, it's different. It's different with Trump. He don't have a handful. He has millions.
Oh, my God. And it's growing.
I guarantee you he has 100 million followers.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. You know what? If we could pull that off and get 100 million to the ballot box, girl, dude,
to all the Antifaites out there, I challenge you, bring every Antifa group you got and meet the bikers.
Listen.
Meet all 4.5 million bikers.
I had this conversation with Michael Schmidt on Facebook. And he was concerned about all these people from Project Veritas and Antifa and all these nut jobs. And I said, look, whether it was out of Portland or whomever. And I said, look, when he wins, okay, the man is still commander in chief. He can put down any insurrection bill anytime he wants to. And he doesn't need Congress to do it. You get me?
They don't understand that if they start tearing and roughing everything up, he has the right to instill martial law, and he does not leave office till it's quelled.
I understand that, but I'm saying
nor do these young idiots understand that there's a whole lot of people out here that is so sick and tired of you.
I don't want to see it happen.
We tolerate you. We thought we were going to play a game of chess. Well, there's no violence in chess. So evidently you're not equipped to play chess. Because if you could play chess, you wouldn't have to resort to violence.
Here's the thing, Bill. If it ever came to that, you know we'd win, because these people are, A, they're stupid, and they're probably, you know, we outnumber and outarm them. Anyway, but I don't want to come to that, because
Linda, I heard that out of young guys says, well, they got guns, don't mean they can hit anything. I'm like, dude, if they can hit a squirrel, they can hit you.
Oh, my God. These people are stupid. See, this is what I'm telling you. We're not going to survive. But I'm saying I don't want it to come to that, because he can't. All he has to do is call up that National Guard and nationalize it for how many days it takes and put the kibosh on it, and it's over. He will have them all in jail, and he can put them, whether he wants them in regular federal prison or after due process or Gitmo. It don't matter. It's an insurrection, and he can quell it. You betcha he can, and that's what I want to happen. You see, I would much rather that happen. You and I would stand behind that decision.
Chad and I are sitting here, Linda, and we can see on the screen. I got a big screen in there, 65-inch screen, and we can see Trump and the rally going on. And
Oh my God.
It's like, you know,
massive.
I wish everyone that supports him and cares about this country can get to one of these rallies, because it's really something. It really is. Chad and I
yes.
were blessed. We got the chance to go. And
yep.
we got a friend who runs a local news organization that's planning a big Trump rally in the next month or two. So,
oh
you know,
God.
Hey, I'm thinking about renting a gymnasium over here in a small town and having a big rally. You know, they can, it's all falling apart on them.
I know.
All falling apart on
That's
them.
Why they're
and
acting
like
this way.
You saw the Kim Clements prophecies, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I did.
Remember the prophecy about the Guardian of New York? After 9/11, Clemens said the Guardian
yeah.
of New York would end up being the guardian of the country. I give you Rudy Giuliani.
Well, yeah, he's yeah. I don't want to hear from him. I tell you that.
Yeah, but he to me fulfills that prophecy of Kim Clemens when he said that the guy who was over New York when the 9/11 happened, the Guardian of New York, would end up being the guardian of the country.
Wow, awesome! That is
so
cool. So,
you know, that's Rudy. Oh, why didn't the House subpoena Rudy? Why didn't they even give him an invite? I mean, they bring his name up a lot, and they talk can't go after the Bidens, but they're the ones that mentioned the Bidens over 300 damn times.
I'm concerned about the Senate caving to these bastards on the left, which, you know, and I'm not talking about the Senate people. I'm talking about the idiots in the House wanting to call all these people and then telling us we can't call certain people. What the hell is that about? I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, and that was pointed out to him, too, yeah. by both Dershowitz yeah. and Starr and the other guy.
Good.
I'm not sure what his name is. I wish I could remember. It's the tall, thin guy.
That is a part of their job.
The legal guy for the country.
I never told them.
Yeah. I thought. Oh,
secular?
The way they ended with the video of these same Democrats
yep.
going against doing impeachments
yes.
and their reasoning they gave.
Yes.
Sure,
yeah.
I mean, you talk about making them all look like lying hypocrites.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
they are.
When
well, they are.
They didn't even read the whole transcript.
And
they only took like 6 or 7 words out of the transcript and didn't let the whole thing out on what
Chad
said.
Chad knows about something because there's always something that I've really been big pushing at Chad about when people talk. Or if you hear something or you read something.
Right.
What is the context of it?
Well,
I got to know what was before and after so I can know
right.
it in context.
It's
and
like the Bible.
That's what they
it's,
do. They try
exactly.
to take everything out of context. And it was
well,
so hilarious to watch these people use the Democrats' own witnesses, own words
in the law.
Well,
the problem
argue
is
on
they,
the law.
In the law
they did. Yeah, well, the rule of law bites the ass every time. The other thing is, they didn't think he was going to release that transcript. Why do you think Schiff, you know, that moronic pencil neck did what he did? And he got, you know, when they played that tape, parody bullcrap.
How could you pressure Ukraine if they didn't know you was withholding anything?
They did. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah, look.
Where's the pressure? Because we've had the top Ukrainians come out and said they didn't feel no pressure. The Democrats are the ones claiming there was pressure. Well, who was the pressure on Democrats? Because it wasn't
okay.
on the Ukraine.
What it's
if it
like
wasn't
the whole,
on the Ukraine, Democrats need to come out and explain who the hell the pressure was on.
Yeah, the whole
it ain't. See, but that's it. We keep hearing Biden and his son, but it's a much bigger picture than that.
Yes,
a much
huge.
Bigger picture than that. And when that all comes out, when the people find out that they have been laundering your money into their own pockets and their family's pockets.
For decades.
John Kerry, his son's involved in this. Nancy Pelosi's son is rumored to be involved in this.
Oh,
we
I
know
don't surprise
George
me at all.
Soros is involved in this. And
yep,
we know the Clinton Foundation is involved in this.
Yep.
Now, come on. And
here's
we know
the
that
thing.
There was more than just Ukraine. There was China and where else? All these other places. We need to be digging because, folks, these people have been bilking countries all over the world.
Yep. for decades.
Bernie's thing about the rich and wealthy. Well, Bernie is one of them. But Bernie, when you go to start, I want you to start with some people like George Soros, Bill Gates, and Mark Zuckerberg, and Jeff Bezos, and Mike Bloomberg, and
it's just a
one-sided thing. This is my whole point about that. Or is this just a one-sided thing? You're only going to go after the wealthy on the right. They're not going to touch the wealthy on the left. If Soros thought they was going to come after him, he'd totally quit funding them.
Well, yeah, I know. They're not going to because he's got lots of money and they're whores. So my whole thing of this is when you go back and you look at the very beginning of this and you listen to what these idiots have said, and then you find out from all these people, Dan Bongino, John Solomon, all these people, Glenn Beck, you go all the way back, Greg Jarrett, and you start doing your research, which I have done. This is a silent, bloodless coup against
Whenever you see that Joe Biden video, the quid pro quo by Biden, that in itself is in essence corruption. And
right, we know that.
And it should be looked into.
You can't look into it because you're not from my party. I know, but the whole point is this has been a silent, bloodless coup against this man. Started when he came down the escalator. They've been doing this stuff for decades. We know all this crap. They hate him and us because he beat her in an election fairly and squarely, and that's what this bullshit is about, Bill.
The real crap is
that's what this is about.
All these people that were kissing up into him, trying to get his money. Many of them got money from him and stuff. That once he beat Hillary Clinton, they all turned on him. And then it comes out, we know Hillary Clinton is one of the most corrupt, evil witches that ever walked this planet.
Yep. Yeah. The good news is. Because if they think that they are not going to allow our side to have witnesses we want, they better think again because his defense team, there's no way
to say that Trump cannot have witnesses to defend him.
True, but
he's going to prove that he had a reason for doing the stuff in Ukraine, and when you look at the corruption. And you look at the motives.
It's called
the
Constitution.
The new Ukraine government was to cut back on the corruption, and the president was, wanting to help them. And it's talked about how Europe didn't do their part, and it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And the sadness is this, and I said this today when Chad and I were sitting here watching and having a coffee and just laughing, but you know the Democrat people, knowing that it was Republicans, it was defense of Trump talking. These people didn't watch this today.
Yeah.
And
I give
it to you this way. One, they're cowards. They were afraid to hear the other side because who's the one out here trying to shut down free speech? Who's the one out here trying to shut down the Second Amendment? Who's the one out here, trying to just change everything? Take everything down the toilet. We got to show out in the numbers like they've never seen to vote.
I agree with
and
you.
Bernie does worry me. He worries me for the fact because if Bernie Sanders was to be president of the United States, we would be within 1 year.
Oh, less than that. He hasn't got a chance. Come on. I'm serious. He does not have a chance.
He's leading in Iowa and New Hampshire.
He's not going to win the seat, though. He's not going to win the office. That's what I'm telling you.
I don't believe they're going to let him have it. But
they're not.
He's 9%. He's 9 points ahead in Iowa, and he's 7 points ahead in New Hampshire. And the other poll, I can't remember. He's ahead in all. He's like 1 point behind Biden in
But
he's there, Linda.
They're gonna have a brokered convention. They're not gonna let him get this. I'm telling you. And anybody that go there, Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody that goes up against Trump, he's going to eviscerate them. He's going to shred them. And he's going to do it beautifully and articulately. He's going to do it. And he's look at what we're seeing tonight, New Jersey, for God's sakes. I never dreamed that New Jersey would come on our side. I'm like, oh, my God. I think the only state he might not win is Minnesota. I'm praying he gets the same as Reagan. I hope he gets at least 45 states, Bill. I'm praying for it. Tell you, I've made my commitment on Facebook, and I've done it on this show. I will phone bank for him for weeks. I don't care. I'll put signs out. I'll do everything I can to get people to the polls to vote for him. Whatever state I'm in, I will. I will make sure that we get to the polls and vote for that man.
You got a taste of my senator today, Mike Braun.
I didn't see anything on TV yet. I listened to Mark when we went on.
He talked about this, and he's like, you know, he's not going to vote for witnesses.
Good.
You know, the House should have done their job and try instead of passing it off. But isn't that how their ilk are? They want someone else to do the job and then pass on the money.
Yeah, it's pretty sick. We got about
That's the Democrats. They wouldn't be Democrats if they didn't feel that way. Somebody else has to do all the stuff, but then we'll pass it on. The money on to these other people that won't do nothing.
I know. 7 minutes. I just want to.
And I love the Supreme Court back Trump on you're not going to be able to come into the country if you're going to be trying to suck up benefits.
Awesome. That's so cool. And I just want to give a shout out to the COVID.
Now let's get the ones out of here that are.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to the Kobe Bryant family and our prayers. And I had seen something on Facebook that he had attended Catholic Mass that morning. And just God bless him and his, you know, family and everybody that passed away on that thing. And it's not just about celebrity.
Know,
it's about, you know, death and tragedy.
I see a lot of people criticize, blah, blah, blah. The man has passed away. If he was going to church and stuff, I don't know what his spiritual situation was.
God does. God
like
does.
This. I can't God. Complain about nobody's ill doings until I cleaned up on my own.
Well, the Lord does.
His daughter died with him. That is a sadness when a father and daughter die at the ages they did. That is
and
a
you
sadness.
Know what?
I don't care who it is.
And as the Bible says, the Lord knows your heart. He knows what was in his heart.
Well, the Bible says, as you judge, so shall you be judged.
Exactly. The other thing is, like I said, if he was a true Christian, a true believer, I don't care what his politics was. The man was a living, breathing human being, and he had a family.
If his wife forgave him for his infractions, if whatever, if he was forgiven, I can't, who am I to say anything about that?
Well,
but
you know, if
is,
he,
the fact is, to attack a dead person,
that's pretty bad.
In my area, we're raised that you just don't speak ill of the dead. If you ain't got nothing good to say, you don't say nothing at all. But to constantly attack someone who's dead, that's degrading.
Well, it's very sad. And you know, because he was celebrity and all that stuff, and people, and, you know, of course, he was a pretty good player, I would imagine. They retired two jerseys on him, you know, numbers. But, you know,
he was a fantastic basketball player. You cannot take
sad.
That away from him.
No.
You cannot take that away from him. My own opinion, he was a way better ball player than LeBron James.
Oh, I can't stand LeBron. I'm sorry.
I don't like LeBron. You know, on the basketball court, he's a decent ball player. But let's say, you know, I'm a guy.
He's such an arrogant
statistical guy. When I look at it, I'm like, well, if each person took 10 shots, who's going to hit the most? And when I look at that, I got to go to field goal percentage. And when I go to that, it's not LeBron. It's not even Kobe. It's nobody you would even think of. It's a guy named Artis Gilmore. And he's the one that hit more shots, the highest percentage of shots.
Yeah, there's a lot of greats in the old days, too. I mean, you can go to
Kareem. Still greats. They're still great, but just because you're a great athlete don't mean you're a great brain.
No, that's true. I get it.
Tragedy. I go back to somebody California should relate to, a guy named Lester Hayes, who wins the most valuable player of the Super Bowl and can't talk. But Lester, to his credit, this man had it because he went and he got educated up and stuff where he was talking. Then you couldn't shut him up. But Lester, he had the gall and the guts and the courage to go correct the problem. But when he won the most valuable player of the Super Bowl and they tried to interview him, he couldn't talk.
Wow. Think
Mike Tyson was funny. He was, Mike Tyson was a genius to him. Well, everybody, I just want to say God bless, and I thank everybody for all the prayers. I've got my wife over here in the hospital close to me. I've got my mom in hospital in Maryville, Indiana, and I'm like, oh, my God.
God bless you, your family. All the prayers are going to go out tonight for you guys. Bill, I went through this.
I was overwhelmed when I asked for prayers on Facebook. I was overwhelmed with the response.
Praise Jesus.
Not only
good.
My friends, family, and stuff. And,
good.
My son told my mother, he said, you wouldn't believe it, Mom. He's got people all over the country.
You betcha. You betcha. Absolutely. Oh, every night. You guys, now, what's going on with Jolene right now?
She's been fighting some kind of, I don't know, light flu or something for about two weeks.
It's
just got to the point, it's like, you need to go to the hospital, get it taken care of.
Oh.
And her breathing.
Extra prayers.
She needs to get some fluid in her, I'm sure, because Jolene's
yep.
like, I drink a lot of coffee, but this woman's always drinking something. I don't know how she
yeah.
does it.
Yeah. So we'll just put our prayers out there, Bill, and we'll play some music tonight, and we're going to go watch the rally and stuff and just pray for this country and pray for all that need it. Everybody needs healing. Everybody that's in your heart and prayer and your family. I get it because I went through this for 4 months with my mom. It was hard, but she was very close to 97. She had a long life, but, you know, to watch that happen at the end, it's hard. It really is. And it's a physical thing. It's part of life, and it's no fun. We'll put it that way.
It's the two most important women in my life.
You betcha. Well, God bless you, Bill, for all you do, for all you feel, for all of it. Chad, we love you
guys.
Back there. Every time I talk to Yola, she's very tired because she takes meds and she's asleep by the time we go on the air. But God bless her. And I'm still deciding whether I'm going to be going to Idaho or Arkansas. I'm getting out of here probably before
summer. I'll tell you something, depending on where you are in Idaho, but Idaho – there's parts of Idaho that's some of the most beautiful spot in the country.
Well, I'll have to look. I'm going to do my research.
Arkansas's kind of like a little Smoky Mountain deal, but
yeah.
Idaho is like Montana beautiful.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking everything out money wise, and we'll see where it goes. But I love you guys. I got 2 minutes left. Praise God. Praying for your family, Bill. Love you, Chad. Love everybody back there. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see y'all next week.
All right, honey. Night, night. Everybody, thanks for tuning in and checking the podcast. See you next week. Night, night.